Good morning, everybody. We're going to get started here. Bless you all. I know you're trying to catch up, and we have some that are missing, looking for them out there, maybe enjoying a cup of coffee. So are you blessed to be in the house of the Lord today?
Amen.
I told the worship team earlier, so about midnight, I woke up with cramps in my legs. You ever get leg cramps at night? Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm not used to that. I suppose it's happened to me before, but it was in both legs. I thought, I have to get up and walk, and I realized I couldn't walk. It was that bad, I couldn't walk. And I was reminded very quickly how blessed I am that I can walk now. Amen?
Amen.
I have strengthened my legs to bring me to the house of the Lord, and I'm blessed to be here today. So are you blessed to be in the house of the Lord today?
Yes.
All right. So what did we come here for?
To worship.
Yeah, that's it. We've come to worship God, and I just know it's so special to God's heart when His people gather together and worship Him. Amen? Sherry and I were talking just last night and this morning, especially churches up on the West Coast, they're having a very difficult time, and even facing fines and imprisonment today as they meet, because even though the protesting groups have been allowed to gather in large groups, they've decided the churches can't. And the churches sense there's a double standard, which I tend to agree there. So we just need to keep them in prayer. In fact, one of the pastors is Shay On. He would often speak at Life Center. If you've gone there with us, you would have heard him speak. And so just ask you to be mindful of that church. It's called the Harvest Church in Pasadena, California. So just please keep him in your prayers and that ministry in your prayers as well. So would you please stand? God, we just thank you, Father. Thank you that we can stand in this nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. God, we thank you that we can stand and we can take a stand, but most of all today, we thank you that we have a firm foundation. Amen, church.
Amen.
We have a firm foundation because we can stand in your love. Thank you, Jesus, for that. God, we've come here today to give all of our worship to you. You are worthy of our praise, our honor, and glory. We bless you today. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand in His love.
Stand a chance when I send it.
chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. Praise this is soon returning. Let's sing that again. Let our hearts continue burning, for our King is soon returning. As we hold to this assurance, Spirit come, Spirit come, Spirit come, Spirit come, pour it out, let your love run over, here and now, let your glory.
You're an amazing bunch of people. You're an amazing church. But in a sense, today we need a little fire. Amen? I'll tell you, some days are just like that. But I know you've come into the house with the right heart. We're going to put a little fire into that heart today. We're going to cry out to God that the fire of God, the fire of heaven, will fall in the church in America in 2020. Amen? Come on, sing with us. Fire, fall down. Thank you, Lord.
You please, and I'll reach out desperately. desperate to see all the greatness of God. May my soul rest assured in you. Be the same. I'll never be the same, 'cause I know that you're alive. You came to fix my broken life, and I sing to glorify holy name, Jesus Christ. You've changed it all. You broke down the wall when I spoke. glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Show me your heart. Show me your way. Show me your glory. Show me your heart. Show me your way. Show me your glory. Show me your heart. Show me your way. Show me your glory. Show me your heart. Show me your way. Show me your glory. Show me your heart. Show me your way. Show me your glory. We seek your fire, fall down, fire, fall down on us, we pray. Fire, fall down, fire, fall down on us, we pray. Fire, fall down on us, we pray. Fire, fall down, fire, fall down on us, we pray.
To the Corinthian church, it seems like he was dealing with some issues in the church where they would come together and they would kind of have a party. They'd be eating and drinking and even getting drunk in the church and the church gatherings. And Paul admonished them and he says, don't be filled with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a cry of our hearts that God, we just want to be filled with you. We pray, dear God, today that you'll come and you'll fill us up, dear God, that we would just overflow with the power, the love, and the authority of God for this church on this planet, dear God. Fill us up, God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you in Jesus' name. You provide the fire, Lord. We are the sacrifice on the altar. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
the Spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the Spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill love of God overflow in your people this morning. Permeate all of our soul. Fill us up to capacity, Lord, with all of you. Fill us up, Lord, in our speech, in our homes, with co-workers, God, with people at the grocery store, Jesus, in restaurants, Lord. Fill us up, God.
Actually fill us, that you just don't come on us as in the Old Testament, although you still definitely do that today, that you fill us and make us complete. I'm reminded this morning in Hebrews chapter 10, it says, yet every day priests still serve ritually, offering the same sacrifices again and again, which are referring to the animal sacrifices in the law of the Old Testament. Sacrifices that can never take away sin's guilt. And they never could. That was the reason for Jesus coming to shed his blood on the cross. And it says in verse 12, but when this priest had offered the one supreme sacrifice for sin for all time, he sat down on a throne at the right hand of God, waiting until all his whispering enemies are subdued and turn into his footstool. And by his one perfect sacrifice, he made us perfectly holy. Can you say perfectly holy? It's really hard for us to fathom, because once we accept Jesus into our heart, and it seems like we spend the rest of the time trying to fix ourselves. Can anyone relate? You spend days trying to fix yourself, and all of the mistakes that we make and all the stupid things that we do. Is anybody relating to that? And then in our minds think, well, we fall short, or we're not good enough, or just give up altogether. But I have the Word of God that says, and by his one perfect sacrifice, he made us perfectly holy and complete for all time. God, I just pray right now that your Holy Spirit just sink down deep into our hearts, that would become a reality for us. That all you desire is a life of surrender. It's your perfection. It's your perfection in us, not our perfection. God, forgive us for the pride of walking through life trying to be perfect when you've already made us perfect by your sacrifice. It's not about us. It's about you. It's not about what we're doing. It's about your blood shed on the cross. It's about you, and it's always been about you. Come on. It's always been about Jesus. It's always been about fully surrender. It's always been about being holy. And it's his holiness imputed to us. It's his righteousness imputed to us, not ours. It's not our actions. It's not our trying harder. That's why the church was never meant to criticize. It's never been meant to judge. It was called to walk a holy, powerful life that was imparted to us by Jesus and his blood and nothing else. And by receiving that and that alone. The Holy Spirit confirms this to us by this scripture. For the Lord says, and it's actually recorded in Jeremiah chapter 31, I believe. Afterwards, I will give them this covenant. I will embed my laws into their hearts and fasten my word to their thoughts. And then he says, I will never again remember their sins and lawless deeds. Never again will he remember our lawless deeds and our sins. So if our sins have been forgiven and forgotten, why would we ever need to offer another sacrifice for sin? God, somehow I just believe that you're imparting this reality to us, and the striving and the trying hard would just be dissolved right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Typically, when fire would fall down on people, we can't stand in the presence of God. If you remember when God passed over Moses, that he hid in the cleft of the rock, that the glory of God without the redemption of Jesus would fry us up like a piece of burnt toast. We cannot stand in the presence of God without the holiness of Jesus' blood that was shed for us in our lives. That's why when we come before the judgment seat, when we come before Jesus on that day of judgment, that it's Christ's blood and his alone that redeems you. Amen. It is nothing that you have done to earn it.
Praise the Lord.
It's what he has done. The only thing we need to do is surrender to it. And you know what happens when we do that? Really amazing things happen through God's people. It says that he waits until his whispering enemies are made a footstool. Guess who the baton's been passed to, church? Who's the baton been passed to? It's not a trick question. It's us. That's right. It's us. Lord, I thank you that you chose us. Your word says that. I have the word of God on that you chose us. We didn't choose you. You chose us. You have called us to be a holy priesthood, a chosen generation, a mighty people of God. The word says that we will do great exploits. Say, I will do great exploits. You just got to know that there is an enemy of your soul that wants to take you out. There's a passing under the rod that's happening right now. And there's a choice to be made. And what you really stand for is being tested. It's being tested. What do you really stand for? Do you stand for truth? Or do we get distracted by what we see and what manifests in front of us that make us mad? I'm getting in your business. I know it's unusual. I'm just spending a little bit of time here because we are called to greatness. We are called to great power. We are called to bring a message of hope. We are called to bring a message of redemption. We are called to bring a message of healing. And if we don't believe it ourselves, you can't give away what you don't have. And if we're distracted by stupid things that people are doing, and we get mad at them, and we cannot see the destiny of God on their life, we cannot pull it out, and we cannot speak it over them. Because we get distracted by stupid things, and we get upset. Am I the only one? Am I the only one that gets distracted? If nothing else, it's just a reminder to remember who you are and whose you are. And it's by His blood that makes you holy. So don't forget where you've come from before we look at someone else. God, I thank You that You are testing us and You are trying us and seeing if we really believe what we say. And are we prepared to stand for what we say? Are we prepared to look like fools when we stand for truth? And right now, I just collectively, in unity, this church prays for Cheyenne and the people that are assembling for church. We take for granted to be able to come into this house. And let's face it, how many times do we drag ourselves to church? They got to go to church forcefully today with the threat of going to jail today. With fines of $1,000 per day every time they meet. We don't even know what it's like. We don't. But God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God, that you spared them. You spared them from the fiery furnace. You spared them. But they had to walk through it, and they had to step into it. You're preparing all of us to step into a fiery furnace of some sort and come out not smelling like smoke. Amen. But we're going to have to step into it. We're going to have to. So I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that a holy precedent would be set as Shay takes the pulpit today in a few hours in California and all the other churches that are with him. There's a huge network of churches. And I pray, God, that the people that go there, I bind the spirit of fear. And I pray, God, that they would not show up. That they would stay home because they're afraid to stand for the Word of God and what it says and to stand for their freedoms. God, I pray a holy precedent be set, God, in the name of Jesus. Your Word says, God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, You raise up a standard against him. And I declare and decree the standard of the Lord over the state of California. I declare and decree a standard of the Lord over this nation in Jesus' name. And I thank You, Lord, that You are shaking and rattling our foundations, God, that we actually get out and do something. Thank You, God, for waking up the church. Thank You for waking up our nation, God, as we allow God to slip out of the schools and God to slip out of almost everything. Can't imagine Your heart and how You felt, God, as we sat back and allowed these things to happen. God, continue to shake us up, continue to rattle us, God, until we decide to do something and to take a stand. God, we just love You. We love You, God. We need You. We admit our weakness. We admit our inabilities, God. But I have the Word of God that You've made me perfectly holy, that You've made me perfect by Your blood, and it was a done deal from the day You died on the cross. It was a done deal. And everything I need and the completeness, everything that I lack, You just made full on that day. And it's available to us every day, every second, every minute. So God, Have mercy on us, God. Have mercy on us, Lord. Just fill this place. May one person not believe for a second that they can't be filled up completely. Because you have made us holy. You have set us apart. God, we love you. Let's come into this place right now, God. Breaking down every wall. God, I pray that you just dig stuff out of us, God, that we don't even know is there. And I pray a freedom over this house. I just speak liberty. I declare and decree liberty over hearts and bodies and minds today. God, forgive us for our rebellion. And I command in the name of Jesus for rebellion to get out of this house. And every demon that's employed by it, in Jesus' name, get out of this house. Get out of our hearts and minds in Jesus' name. Let your Holy Spirit fill our hearts right now. Every worry, every concern, every fear, we lay at your feet right now. That we can receive the word fully and completely. That it will change us, that it will mold us. It will set us free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And everybody said, amen.
Praise the Lord.